racing to the first tee, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first tee. Well, guess what? It's that time of year, the PGA Merchandise Show. Hi, I'm Bob Bupka, here with Jay Randolph Jr., also known as STL Golf Geek on Twitter, and you're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. Well, Jay, I got to admit to you, I'm like a little kid in a candy store.
Oh, I know you are, and we're going to talk a little bit about the merchandise show. I got to tell you, Bob, on Friday evening, last Friday, the Missouri Golf Association, which is now merged with the Missouri Women's Golf Association, a smart move, held a Hall of Fame dinner here in St. Louis, and three ladies went in, including Judy Rankin, World Golf Hall of Famer, and to be able to be in her presence and sit at her table, talk about this great game. We talked a lot, Bob, about these young players, both on the men's tour and on the LPGA tour, and how different it was. But it was great to be with Judy Rankin. But like you said, this is a week for golfers in Orlando. It's like being a kid at Disney World or a drunk in New Orleans.
Well, you know, it's amazing. You're flashing back to the unbelievable career of Judy Rankin, who I probably admire even more as a person than as a golfer. And I think she was one of the greatest golfers ever. So just a super human being. And boy, I'll tell you what, a little moisture in my eyes when I saw that lovely picture of Judy standing alongside of your dad. To me, two superstars, two legends in their own right. And guess what? We show up at the merchandise show, 8 in the morning, nobody around, and I see a guy standing there, and I said, Janice, that's Chichi Rodriguez. So we go over and say hello, and he said, what are you doing? I said, we're going out to demo day, which is, you know, a little tricky to get to, and we had to take a bus. So yep. Chichi's wife said, would you mind taking Chichi with you? He wants to go out to demo day. I said, come on. So here I am strutting down this bus with Chichi Rodriguez alongside, and I'll tell you, I didn't stop laughing from the time we took off till the time we got there. And boy, he played a lot with Ben Hogan. He knew all about Mo Norman. We talked about Byron Nelson. I mean, all I could think of, Jay, was you sitting alongside of me. I mean, the three of us really would have had a wonderful time, because I know how much you like the history of the sport, and certainly Chichi Rodriguez represents a very colorful history of the world of golf.
I'm smiling as you say that, and seeing you and I together there with Juan Cheech would have been fantastic. And that's also part of this week, Bob, where you're at. And we're going to talk about our friends from Vertical Groove Golf, and we're going to hear from them a little later in the show. This week in Orlando, you're seeing a lot of people that you probably haven't seen in a couple of years that you're reconnecting with. And, you know, that's also part of the aspect of this show. And it's part of golf. You know, golf is a very people-friendly sport. I mean, most of the people that play this game are good people.
Yeah, and the person from the PGA of America by the name of Sherry Major, she's behind the scenes. This is her 27th merchandise show, and just a superhuman being that really dedicates herself, and without her, the show would be nowhere near what it is. And I'll say this much, Jay. Several years ago, they incorporated into the merchandise show the what they refer to as Demo Day, which is held on Tuesday. The show runs Wednesday through Friday. But Demo Day, we were out there. I mean, it was mobbed. I mean, thousands of people all in these hitting bays. And you could really tell the savvy manufacturers, because they got advanced weather forecast and they wanted their clubs to be hit downwind. And the rookies out there were having their clubs hit into the wind. So just some of the tricks of the trade.
All right, Bob, I've been lucky enough to experience the demo day, so I know what it's like, but I think our listeners would like a little insight into to what is demo day.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Jay, because, you know, the average person, the average golfer, probably 99.9% of the great listeners we have to the Grill Room will never be fortunate enough to be able to attend Demo Day. It's a very controlled atmosphere, but it's really a spectacle that you wouldn't believe. I mean, when you arrive on the scene, it almost looks like a gigantic carnival. You see so many colorful tents and people everywhere. And basically what it is all the manufacturers, all the heavy hitters, Titleist, Callaway, TaylorMade, Vertical Groove. I mean, they're all there. They all have equipment to be tested. There's wedges to be tested. There's putters to be tested, three woods, drivers. I mean, anything and everything in the world of golf is available for prospective buyers. You know, there's over 40,000 pros, as we said earlier, from literally around the world that are there. And this is the golden opportunity for the manufacturers to really show off their new stuff for 2018.
Well, you know, you and Janice have been going to the merchandise show for a long time. I mean, I think you got your picture up on the wall at Charlie's Steakhouse. But I will say this. I think that demo day, Bob, if you remember back, there'd been kind of a little bit of a lull in the industry, and the show wasn't quite what it used to be. But I think demo day changed that. And if our listeners can imagine going to their driving range that they go to, and they arrive, and all of a sudden there's 50 tents lined up and clubs everywhere, and you get to walk down that line. That's what Bob and Janice got to experience down there at Orange County National.
You know, I'll tell you one thing, Jay, and I chuckled when you said walk down that line. It used to be a heck of a lot easier to see every one of those manufacturers. And every time I saw one of those Segways today goes flying by me, I resisted the urge to go rent one of those things. But I thought I'd probably end up hurting too many people when I lose control. But it is massive. And the origin, I think it's a good time to bring this up to Jay. The origin of the merchandise show, years and years ago, certain manufacturers would gather at Miami when there was going to be a professional golf event there. They would park in the parking lot. They would have their stuff in the trunk. They'd open up the trunks, and the pros would walk by taking a look at the equipment, to now having evolved into the largest merchandise show in the world of golf. And congratulations to the PGA of America. Boy, they certainly have done this right. Speaking of tricks of the trade, I want to give you credit right off the top, because a year or so ago, you enlightened me to the performance of a player by the name of John Rahm. You called him Rombo. When nobody was talking about John Rahm, well, he just wins last week at the Career Builder Challenge in the California desert, moved him up to number two in the world. Jay, kudos to you for spotting that talent a year ago. I mean, he really is remarkable.
I just liked his demeanor for such a young player. And you know, I say lack of emotion. What I really mean is keeping it within and not losing it. And he does fight that sometimes with his temper. But this, again, a huge validation for him. You know, he had moved up to third in the world ranking, and I think some people went, is John Rahm really the third best player in the world? Well, he now is number two in the world after the victory. And he had a lot of guys in the mix, but he played so steady, Bob, on Sunday that, you know, you could just get a sense that the cream had risen to the top and he was going to win that golf tournament.
And, you know, it's amazing, Mr. Randolph, if he wins this week at Torrey Pines, he is the defending champion.
Yep.
John Rahm becomes the number one player in the world at 23 years old. Matter of fact, a good time right now. We have some words from Mr. John Rahm.
To think of being number two in the world, it's hard to believe, you know. you dream of doing those things, you want to do them, you believe in yourself, but to get to where only Seve, Olazabal, and Sergio have gotten coming out of Spain, and now me, at the age of 23, it's beyond belief. It's a huge accomplishment.
I like how humble he is in those words, Jay. I mean, that's the heart and soul of John Rahm. And, you know, when he pays respect to Seve and to Sergio and Jose Maria, I mean, you know, I really like that. And, boy, if he's got a little bit of each of those Spanish golfers in him, he's going to be almost impossible to beat.
Yeah, he's in a sense kind of the European Spieth with the way he handles himself at such a young age. Now, granted, he doesn't have the major championships yet, but I mean, this is a guy that I mean, 18 months ago was playing in the United States Open as an amateur. And now he's the second-ranked player in the world. I mean, that's stronger than grandmother's breath.
I mean, that's just incredible. And ironically enough, at the same time, his fellow countryman Sergio Garcia winning in Singapore. He's now in the top 10 in the world. Tommy Fleetwood winning in Abu Dhabi. You know, Rory McIlroy with a great performance after 3.5 months off. Suddenly, it looks like I better start looking for that white flag to take with me to Paris when we go to cover the Ryder Cup, because the European side looking awfully strong at the moment.
You know, Bob, if you're a horse player and you think about the Kentucky Derby and a field of 20 and a lot of long shots in that field. I mean, we have no long shots anymore, hardly. I mean, just the names you mentioned, okay? We talked about Rahm's win, moving to number two. Sergio, back in the winner's circle, seeming like he's ready to go. Tommy Fleetwood shooting 30 on the back nine. He was two back going into the final round, two back going into the back nine, shoots 30. Back-to-back wins in Abu Dhabi. Ross Fisher, who's got a huge game. Matthew Fitzpatrick, who was right there. Rory McIlroy looks like he's back. We didn't mention Jordan Spieth. We didn't mention Dustin Johnson. We didn't mention Justin Thomas. This is wild what's going on.
Yeah, we have been really promoting 2018 on the Grill Room. We took it upon ourselves. We had an inkling a few months ago that, you know, there was enough positive things that were transpiring that, you know, maybe the mix is going to come together with one of the more exciting years in recent memory in the world of golf. And, you know, just think for a second, Jay, all those yep. names we mentioned and how well they're playing. And we didn't even put in the magic potion. And that magic potion, Tiger Woods, teeing it up this week at Torrey Pines. Can you imagine if he comes out competitive at Torrey Pines, where he's won 8 times? I mean, it'll set the golf world on fire.
It will be so good for our game. I mean, there really at this point is nothing better, I think, for our game than success at the professional level. I think it gets people motivated, and more importantly, I think because a lot of these guys are younger, and we've talked about how the younger people can relate to them, you're seeing more young business people come to the game. And as I've said for a couple years now, if the health of the overall game was as good as the PGA Tour or men's professional golf, holy smokes. And we get a dose of it this week. How will Tiger Woods fare? Will he make Alex Maselli, our guest from last week, eat his words for saying he shouldn't tee it up at Torrey Pines? I can't wait for Thursday.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Alex Maselli eating his words. He constantly travels with a napkin and a spoon and fork, because quite often he has to eat his words. So there's no problem there for him. But anyway, Tiger's won 8 times at Torrey Pines. However, I just checked in Las Vegas. The odds in Las Vegas say that Tiger doesn't make the cut at Torrey Pines. We can only hope that maybe for once Vegas will be wrong. Look at some of those names, Jay, that are teeing it up there at Farmers. I mean, Ricky Fowler, Hideki Matsuyama, and a very interesting character who probably has even more money than Jay Randolph Jr., Maverick McNealy. His dad, a multi-billionaire, Maverick never would have had to work in a day in his life. For a while, he was thinking of staying amateur. I don't know if he's decided now to go pro or not, but he's a heck of a player. And we already said that John Rahm's going to be there, Phil Mickelson, Charlie Hoffman. Man, they're just some of the headliners that are going to be teeing it up at Torrey Pines alongside Tiger Woods.
Well, it's another stellar field. It's a wonderful venue. It's a place where there's a lot of history. Obviously, the 2008 United States Open at Torrey Pines with Tiger and Rocco, and I think it's going to be another tremendous week. Ricky, we know Ricky's ready. How about Hideki? There's a name we haven't even mentioned. You talked about Maverick McNealy. He shot 65 in one of his rounds out in the desert, but just missed he played bad the final day and missed the cut. But there's another name that we haven't talked about. You see Bo Hostler up on the leaderboard. Ollie Schneider Jans. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I mean, abundance of talent. Right now, you agree with me, Jay, is at an all-time high. I was talking to somebody not too long ago, and you know, I said I distinctly can remember the day when I would show up at a major, you and I would show up to cover a major on radio, and we would be asked, how many guys can win, have a real legitimate shot at winning, and I think you and I agreed maybe 10, maybe 12. Okay, I think that number now maybe 38 to 40 with a legitimate shot at any major to go on and win. That's how deep the talent pool is.
Well, you look at the fact that going into the final round, Bob, on Sunday out in the desert, if Austin Cook would have won that golf tournament, we'd have had two multiple winners on the PGA Tour this year. Patton is Kizri, and Austin Cook. I mean, think about that. You got two guys with those names that people are going, what? There's just no doubt about it.
And we take a look at the top 10, going into this week. I mean, Dustin Johnson, I mean, his game speaks for himself. We already well-documented Rahm, Spieth, Thomas, Hideki, Justin Rose, won the Olympic gold medal, Ricky Fowler. Bad news for Brooks Koepka. He's going to be out partially torn tendon in his left wrist. Sergio at number 9, number 10 player Henrik Stenson, and number 11, are you kidding me, Rory McIlroy? If Rory McIlroy is only the 11th best player in this world, I'm not eating enough Wheaties.
You know, there's also a guy still in the world making a start this week, Jason Day. I mean, it's one after another. And as we talked about, you and I were lucky enough to be around when a guy dominated this game and absolutely owned it. But it's also kind of fun right now to have all these guys trying to line up to be the best. And it almost is going to be a yearly thing rather than a 4 or 5 year stretch. You know, one year it's Rahm, next year it's Johnson. Here comes Matsuyama. Who's next?
Yeah, and those of us that have been around a while, we're still clinging to that dream, coming down the 72nd hole with his 15th major championship. Let's give a big round of applause, Tiger Woods.
You never know. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, the Armed Forces Radio Network, Talk Sport 2, TuneIn, Audio Boom, iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, or Just ask your smart speaker Alexa to play the Grill Room Golf Show, and you'll be connected. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll shift gears and go into the PGA Merchandise Show, starting with Vertical Groove Golf and their big announcement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at the Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par 3 as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
The Grill Room is thrilled to support the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and all superintendents doing great work for the game we all love. In fact, we call them the unsung heroes in golf. Here's what two-time major winner Jordan Spieth has to say.
If you love golf like I do, you'll thank your golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Welcome back to the Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. And speaking about Vertical Groove Golf, Bob had a chance to go one-on-one with the Chief Operating Officer and founding partner, Ruben Hannon, at the Demo Day of the Merchandise Show.
It's one of those tragic times in radio where I can't show you the excitement on my next guest, Ruben. The launch of the 3-wood, the Vertical Groove driver was tremendous, and now this 3-wood. I've been for the last hour or so watching people hit the 3-wood, and they keep saying, how come it's going so far? How come it's going so far? You got to be thrilled to death with you know, the 3-wood, how it came out.
We're very excited. I mean, this is our first time really at Demo Day at the PGA Show, and we're launching the 3-wood. It has the same characteristics as our driver, which is sound, feel, and performance. And to watch the amateurs up to the pros continue to hit our 3-wood now, which will be played on tour in a couple of weeks at the Allianz, is pretty exciting for our company for sure.
You know, one thing, Ruben, that having seen numerous golf companies come and go, the attention to detail that Vertical Groove pays, the packaging, the head cover, for example, you're holding that. I mean, that's an incredible head cover, and it pops when it's in somebody's bag. And, you know, in the end, it's the details that make the difference.
Well, when you're a small player in a big pond, you've got to be different. And the Vertical Grooves separate us from everyone else in the industry, but it's still about the consumer experience. So for the time they engage to the time they receive the product to us, it's very important. Because once we have them in regards to our consumers that enjoy our performance of our driver, now our 3-wood, then we can bring out our hybrids and potentially a putter and some other clubs in the future.
Well, it's amazing. You just alluded to the fact that maybe we are going to have a 5-wood maybe in the future.
5-wood's already complete. We're going to submit that for USGA approval in the next couple weeks. I would say we bring it out right prior to the Masters, and then we follow up with hybrids right after it. So we have our 3-wood that we're debuting now at the PGA Show in a 14-degree and a 15-degree, and then our 18-degree will follow in a couple months.
How does Vertical Groove top what they did last year? I mean, you lead the tour in driving distance, accuracy, you win a major championship by a player, and Kenny Perry, who was not compensated to use the club. I mean, in this day and age, that's almost unheard of.
Well, I think the fact that we're going to be back the second year on tour, on the Champions Tour, is going to pay huge dividends. We have a lot of guys that have been, you know, teetering with this and tinkering with this product for the last year. Doug Garwood picked it up four tournaments prior to the end of the season last year. Was top 10 in all four, made the Schwab Cup, and I think we're going to have a lot more of that this year. We've got a lot of guys that are very interested in the three-wood right now. So our goal is 15 to 20 guys playing our driver and our three-wood this year, and I think we're going to get it.
One last thing before I let you go, and so many people want your time. A caddying for the best player on the Champions Tour. He's not getting compensated, so I'm not going to mention his name. But he said, in witnessing Kenny Perry drive the golf ball, he said he has never seen anything like that. He said, you've taken the curve out of Kenny Perry's golf ball. What a compliment.
No, and we continue to see it. I mean, you know, and I think you interviewed Kenny at this point, but, you know, at the Senior U.S. Open last year, I mean, he was on 18 with, what, two or three strokes up, and he pulls out his driver. Even the announcers on the Golf Channel were going, I can't believe he's going to pull out a driver when he can hit a three-wood or an iron. And, you know, Kenny at the end of the thing says, listen, I'm more confident in my driving. I don't have to worry about where that's going. And it just pays tribute to what vertical groove is all about. I mean, it's a straighter dispersion. We're gaining distance. Very forgiving for amateurs in regards to slicing or hooking. It holds the line. And we're just going to continue to bring out quality products. So our three woods right now and our five wood and hybrids to follow.
As we let you go, somebody wants one of these magnificent clubs, what do they do?
VertGolf.com. Our whole entire model is online. You can build your club there, customize it, and we drop ship the same day. So we customize it, build everything in Jupiter, Florida, and we'll get it out. Hopefully, if you get it in by noon, we'll have it out the same day.
Well, my new tagline is, you want to make the other three guys in your foursome upset, you get yourself a vertical groove driver. Thanks.
It's always a pleasure, Bob. Thank you for having us.
Well, Bob, you could hear how excited Reuben Hannon is with what's going on with Vertical Groove Golf.
Well, you know, Jay, standing out at Demo Day and watching people that have never experienced what Vertical Groove is, and they came up, they would hit the driver, and I was just standing there, not saying a word, and I'd watch their reaction. They turn around with this big smile on their face, and if they had a buddy or two with them, they'd say, you got to try this. I never hit a drive that far. And it was the same reaction, Jay, with the three-wood. I was really anxious because I had heard about the three-wood coming. I thought for sure, knowing the people, the quality of the people with Vertical Groove, that they were going to come out with something special. I have to be honest and say the three wood in its looks, its feel, and its performance exceeded what I had hoped it would do. I mean, this is a game changer.
Our executive producer Jana sent me some of the pictures of the club, and I was so excited to see that they've kept that same look. It's a traditional look, but with that new technology. And Bob, I was lucky enough to bring in 10 drivers to Normandy Golf Club this year, courtesy of our friends at Vertical Groove Golf. I sold all 10 and have had nothing but positives. Now, there was also an 11th. That's the one in my bag. It has been a game changer for me.
I know the quality of player that you are, very demanding on your equipment, as most good players are. And when you say that this club performs, I mean, it means a lot. And the excitement level surrounding Demo Day with all the people there from Vertical Groove, it was just fascinating. I mentioned earlier in the show that had an opportunity to ride out there with Chichi Rodriguez. I asked him to come by. He looked at the equipment. He has a young female, a 24-year-old from Puerto Rico that has a massive amount of talent. He wanted her to hit the equipment. She hit one or two drives and turned around and said to Chichi, I've never hit a driver that far. I mean, so it's universal. coming up too, Jay. They're going to launch the 5-wood. So you're going to be able to have an opportunity to put 3 clubs in your bag, 3 vital clubs, a driver that goes further and straighter, a 3-wood that you'll be able to hit with amazing consistency, and then basically a scoring club. I mean, a 5-wood that you can count on, so much easier to hit than a long iron. I mean, this is going to change the way you play the sport of golf.
For people that don't know, there are a lot of ones and dones at the PGA Merchandise Show. A lot of companies show up in January, and they're not there the next year. What I love about Vertical Groove Golf is they've done it their own way, some grassroots marketing, a quality product, and you look at them now, back stronger the following year, introducing the 3-wood and a 5-wood to come. Great stuff from our friends at Vertical Groove Golf. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll look at everything else that's going on at the PGA Merchandise Show. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par 3 as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
Make Coolbrella the next purchase for your golf bag. The Coolbrella is instant portable shade. It's an umbrella that reflects the sun, offering portable, effective protection from the sun. Whether playing or spectating, the Coolbrella protects from the harsh rays of the sun while providing a cool, comfortable shade. For more information on the perfect gift for you or any golfer, log on to Coolbrella.com. That's K-O-O-L-B-R-E-L-L-A.com. Coolbrella, instant shade and all-weather comfort.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
The Grill Room is thrilled to support the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and all superintendents doing great work for the game we all love. In fact, we call them the unsung heroes in golf. Now, here's what Sir Charles Barkley has to say.
If you love the game like I do, say thanks to a great golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at HealthySightForLife.org.
Welcome back to The Grill Room.
We're back on The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. We told you all about the comings and goings and all the stuff at the merchandise show with Vertical Groove Golf. Bob, what else have you seen at Demo Day or on the show floor that has caught your eye?
Well, you know, Jay, first and foremost, anything connected with the world of golf, it is here. I mean, you cannot be in the golf business without coming to this show in Orlando every January. We teased earlier, it's been going on for years. originally started out of trunks of cars down in Miami. And what I like, it's a perfect blend of the biggest names in golf, Callaway's and Titleist and, TaylorMade, and the list goes on and on. But there's also companies here that are new, they're exciting, and they're trying to get a toehold in this business. And I think you know a little something about it. Obviously, with your position at Normandy, one that caught my eye for a minute is called Chrono Golf. What is that all about,
Jay? To outline for our listeners, you know, it's not just about the golf clubs, I mean, and the shoes and the apparel. It's about the inner workings of the game. And Chrono Golf is a new company that has really done very well in the last 2 years. They are now up to 600 facilities where they basically manage or create the tee sheet. It's a tee sheet system along with an accounting system. So while it's not, you know, it's not what we talk about with the best players in the world on Sunday, but it's something that's very important to the industry. I also know that there's a company, Epic Golf, that was started by a couple of former Golf Channel / Golf Now employees that are trying to create an app-based product around the United States that brings people together at golf leagues. So it's fascinating. I mean, this new technology that's in the golf world and in the golf business. I mean, the days of, I can remember being a kid and my golf pro Phil Hewitt having that big tee sheet where he'd write the names in. I mean, that's all a thing of the past.
Yeah, it's really amazing because I remember back at my club early on, we would show up on Sunday mornings and they'd have a place where you put your golf ball. And then the golf balls would stack up. And when your time ball to go. Got to be next, you got to tee off. And you know what I was thinking when you were talking about golf leagues? When you think of the sport of bowling, leagues have been the backbone of bowling for eternity. And I think there's a great opportunity for people to get involved in golf, have fun playing golf, and be part of a league. I mean, the social implications, the outdoor activity, the friends that you meet, the competition that exists amongst those leagues. I think it's a vast wasteland right now that, hopefully Epic Golf and companies like that can capitalize on.
You said the main thing that these Epic Golf folks believe in is that social aspect. And heck, you know, folks, if you don't know, Bob's on Facebook and he's active on Facebook. So there's proof to you that this thing is real and they believe that the social interaction, the social integration, the social media and meeting like people at these golf leagues is a great thing. And I'm looking forward to it. We're going to try one at Normandy. And the other thing, Bob, it's not every week. It's not competitive necessarily. It's every other week. And I'm looking forward to it.
And as fearful as we were, knowing when we had an opportunity to talk about the merchandise show, we'd run out of time. But I want to give some kudos to the PGA of America. They have junior leagues that have started up. They're introducing youngsters to this sport, boys and girls. And I don't think you can do a young man or a young lady a bigger favor in this world than introduce them to golf. It's something that they'll enjoy for a lifetime.
Well, now you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf. That's it for this week. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
So on behalf of our executive producer, Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupka, a big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGRGolf. Of course, you can like us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in the Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.